Hear me, the Bible's dark and is gleaming. To cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming. Since Jesus came to seek and save the lost.
When you think of the word mother, what comes to your mind? By using our culture, it can be a very confusing time. When you hear things like birth parent and things like they and them, we're all made to stand in amazement in a time that looks so dim. But with God, the word mother is as clear as a bright and shiny day, because it is God who defined her and what should be her way. For her price is far above rubies of the most precious kind. She shows herself to be his servant, not part, but all the time. Oh, how the world could profit by following God's beautiful plan of a woman, wife, and mother would bring such blessing to the land. When she stands on God's truth for what's just, true, and right, how we could all be made better and face the gloom of night. So as the world tries to erase that woman, wife, and mother, don't ever give in to them, because there could never be another that God would ever accept and claim as his own. It is that woman, wife, and mother found in that godly home. How truly blessed we are to reflect upon the godly women who have made such an impact upon our lives. As the proverb writer said in Proverbs 31, verse 10 through verse 31, he said, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." To every woman, wife, and mother, striving to be what God would have them to be, let us never fail to love, to honor, to respect them for the richness that they have brought to our lives. Just something to think about.
Give me the Bible's dark and its gleaming, to cheer the wanderer alone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide that peaceful radiance beaming, since Jesus came.